Our community connection brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville. Checking in, and we were trying to decide how many weeks or months it's been, but anyway, Anna Fisher in from Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. I know it was midsummer sometime, Anna,
yes,
whenever it
was.
And of course, you still had one of your
one of our junior staff. Yeah. Devin was in with me whenever that was, in June or July. Honestly, the summer was kind of a blur around the Boys and Girls Club,
as
you can
imagine. That's kind of what it's supposed to be. Yes. At least, you know, for you, the kids are having fun.
Oh, the kids are having a blast. And it was really fun for me to get to actually see what goes on in the summer. Everyone had talked to me about, oh, the summer and this and that, but
you were still being a United Way retread at the time.
Yes. So it was so fun to get to be there every day, and the kids were there when I got there and they were there when I left, and just having the cheerful noises that come with children all day. It's really like rejuvenizing.
Yeah, well, and you become so much of a friend to every one of them.
Right, you know. Exactly, which is so fun. We get in a lot of new kids in the summer, kids that don't always come to see us after school. And then seeing those kids that were new in the summer that are still with us in the after school program, once we started back up in August, is really fun just for them. They have those same friends, they're making new friends, they're getting to participate still in the club and all the different activities that go on.
Well, and I'm sure you probably don't have the numbers, but I'm sure a large percentage of those that came for the first time in the summer become members for the school year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen a lot of new members just with the after school program too. It's funny, you know, we take kids once they're six, so about the day they turn six or the day after they turn six, they're here, especially if they have siblings in the program. They've just been like chomping at the bit to get into the club and get to, you know, do all of the fun things that come along with being a member.
Yeah, and then somewhere shortly after graduation, maybe they can stick around summertime, but then they're, I don't know, my term would be alumni after
that. Yeah,
you know.
That's exactly right. We actually have a great club alumni program. Where we can enroll our kids right after they graduate. So our three seniors that graduated this summer, then we just got them enrolled so that we can stay in touch with them, so that we can kind of follow them and they can stay in touch with the club too. So that's been a really cool thing working specifically with this club, is we have so many alums. I was actually at the Research Center with the United Way for the kickoff. And I had four or five people come up to me and tell me that they were club alums. And cool. I just thought that was so neat. So that's a great plug. If you are a club alum, we want to make sure that you are keeping up to date with us. And especially with this new facility coming, maybe you want to come in and see the current facility before it's no longer, and that would be this is a good time to reconnect with your club.
It was a sunny and windy day when everybody was out there turning
and hot.
Over, yeah. Shovels of dirt, and those, they were nice construction helmet replicas.
Yes.
They wouldn't protect you from anything, but they
no.
were fun to wear.
Yeah, the kids, that was one of the things that Scott Ambler was very adamant. He wanted all of the kids to feel like they were a part of it, you know, because this facility is for them. And so having them get to wear their little plastic construction hats with their Boys and Girls Club logo was really fun for them. And just made them really get into the excitement, even if they hadn't fully comprehended what it meant. That day was good for them to get to really see how many people support them and how many outside community members were there and were excited with us. And so that was just a really great day.
Well, and then once you turn that ceremonial shovel of dirt, at least I'm sure to you who those are there every day, until actual real,
the real
work stuff comes out of the ground,
yes.
It seems interminable. For the rest of us, it's just a short time.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. I pull down, you know, the side lot, like in the back, every day. That's how I go to work, and I just wait to see the fence or see some big equipment or things like that. But I know our building committee is working hard with Mackinac Construction Company and Ambler Architects to get our bids where they need to be, and then once we feel comfortable with all of the behind the scenes stuff, then we will get going. I'm sure that the equipment's on standby.
Yeah, as soon as somebody gets the go-ahead, they'll drive them right up there.
Yes, yes.
And I know that you still had a touch of fundraising yet to do.
Yeah, that's right. We have had a great response. We're over 90% of our $7 million goal now. Since we have broken ground and kind of been doing this public push, we've gotten in over $50,000 just in individual giving. It's added up really quickly. And so that's been exciting to check the mail every day and see people that are like, you know what, that's an important facility. This is kind of a once in a lifetime thing for the Boys and Girls Club, at least. And I want to be a part of that. And so we still have a little ways to go, but we're confident that we can close out the campaign by the end of the year. That's okay. Our goal.
Speaking of campaign, it is a United Way fundraising time.
Yes.
I get the opportunity to talk with every one of the program agencies, and it's a fun time for
me. It is so fun. That was one of my favorite parts about being with the United Way, was getting to come in and talk with all of the agency directors and just get for people to understand a little bit more of what all they do, because it's just hard to capture in, you know, a 15-minute segment, but they have so much information and everybody is doing such great work. So we're lucky to be a part of that group and have those partnerships in town.
Yeah, and of course, sooner or later the dollars will start really coming in. Of course, the golf tournament helped a lot.
So, oh yeah, absolutely. They do a great job, and the United Way is definitely an aid in our budget, and we wouldn't be able to serve our kids at the rate that we charge them for membership without the community support and the United Way support.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we got a lot more to talk about with Anna Fisher on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, continuing our time with Anna Fisher. And again, if you haven't driven by the Boys and Girls Club, well, not a lot to see yet, but you will. And right now, after school, you're seeing just the buses dropping off the youngsters.
Oh, yeah. So buses and buses of kids. You know, we average probably close to 200 a day between, for sure, over 200 a day between our Seminole location and then our teen center. And our teens have gotten to do some really cool things now that school's back in session. Mm-hmm. They do fifth quarters after every home football game. So if there are any kids that are still at the teen center before the game starts, then we bus them to the game. And then any of our members or their friends who have a permission slip and just want to come and hang out at the teen center, they get picked up from the game and bused over to the teen center, and then they hang out and have Buffalo Wild Wings and play games and just get to spend some time with each other and in a cool setting.
Yeah.
They don't just have to go home after the game or go over to a friend's house. They get to hang out with, you know, 40 to 50 of their friends.
Yep. Well, and of course, the tailgate party tonight after the homecoming parade, I'm sure it's close enough.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I love that homecoming parade, and the tailgate was so fun. So football season's a great time, and so I think it's awesome that our teen center is able to do some outreach events like that and get the kids to go to the games and have that school spirit, and then make sure that they're in a safe environment where they still are getting to socialize and have fun, but they're still supervised, and, you know, building those new friendships is important.
$15 a year, what a bargain.
Yeah, I know, it is. And that, you know, obviously includes dinner, which is so important, and we are so grateful for the partnership that we have with East Bartlesville Christian Church that does all of our food prep for us, all of our shopping, all of our putting together, and then all we have to do is serve it. And so that is a huge blessing. Because we need to make sure that our kids are have full bellies when they go home.
Yeah, I mean, you're there to take care of their mind and make mm-hmm. sure that they're getting the homework done. And
yes.
I don't care if first grade or high school, it's a, you know, put it off, yeah, I'll do it later.
Right, exactly. And so I think that's what's so important about the club is that when parents pick them up, their homework is done, they are fed. And those can be two big stressors for yeah. parents who have worked all day, you know. And so we try to take that burden off the parents so that then they can just spend time with their kids when they're done with work and when the kids are done, and they don't have to have those added stressors of like, oh, we have to do this still and this and this and this. And so that's definitely an important part of what we do.
That's got to be a message you get from moms and dads all the time.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's the homework especially. You know, I got to help actually in our power hour, which is our homework time at our Seminole Club yesterday. And it was so fun because I haven't been in there in a while. You know, I just get busy with my work, but I wanted to go spend time with the kids. And so I was working with Keegan and we were doing addition, and he started out the worksheet and he said, I can't do this, and I'm gonna count on my fingers. And it was like, okay. So we worked through it, and then, you know, two or three lines in, he's doing it all in his head and he's flying through it, and he was just so proud of himself. And those are the cool moments that you get to see when you come in and help with our power hour programs or help with our different programs, is you get to see that kind of light bulb click mm-hmm. moment that I'm sure teachers experience all the time. But for me personally, I don't experience that every day. And it's just, it gives you a really, really cool feeling to see a kid who worked through something and is proud of themselves.
And I have no doubt that him or somebody just like him, mm-hmm. likely tomorrow or the next day, because they had success with you mm-hmm. yesterday, are going to just grab you by the hand and say, come here.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so we have seen a huge surge in our kids that are wanting homework help and tutoring help. And obviously, the more one-on-one we can make that process, the better. So we have some great staff, some Oklahoma Wesleyan work study kids that kind of run that room, but they need help. And so if you have an hour or two, we start power hour around four to five. If you have an hour once a week, once a month, once a year to just come in and spend time with our kids, it's a really rewarding thing for you personally, but then the kids love the interaction too, yeah. just with other adults.
And I'm sure, you know, the reading, writing, those yes. writing assignments are big.
Yes,
you know.
They are. I know, it was really interesting. I don't have kids, so I can't remember really working on worksheets or things like that, but we had a reading comprehension portion of it, you know, in second grade. That's what they're working on. Mm-hmm. And so the more they can gain those skills and practice reading aloud and working, sounding out words and working through those things, and you can ask them questions about what they just read and have them tell you, and then they really see that, oh yeah, I know that answer and I understand. That's just so important, and it's just those building blocks, you know?
Yeah. And the success that you built yesterday builds mm-hmm. something today.
Yes, exactly.
Know, but the whole process.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just, that's such a huge part of what we do. You know, last year in 2015, we did over 2,200 hours of academic programming with our kids. So it's not just that we're offering homework time and they're not necessarily taking advantage of it. They are in there every day working hard, and we're seeing the results of that, and their teachers are, and their parents are.
Yeah, but every once in a while you sneak a little fun in.
You know? Oh yeah, they always keep it fun, you know. And we do a lot of incentives and rewards for them, where they get kind of club bucks, money that then they can go and go shopping once a month, and just encouraging them. But really, they love that recognition when mm-hmm. they bring in an assignment that they got a good grade on, or they take it to Miss Cheryl and she tapes it on her door. I mean, talk about a proud moment for a kid, you know, to just have people celebrate with them and just recognize them. That goes a really long ways.
Yeah, it always has, and I'm
yeah.
sure always will.
Yeah.
And yet, in a different way, those, let's say, high school freshmen mm-hmm. are doing the same sort of thing.
Right.
They just show it different. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and on Mondays, we have extended program or extended homework time on Mondays and Fridays, because that's usually, it seems like, when the teens have most of their homework. And all the programs that we try to do with our teens really feed into not only what they're learning in school, but then those real life skills that they need too. We're running a Money Matters program right mm-hmm. now, where they're learning the basics of budgeting. They're learning, you know, what is credit? What does that mean? What's the difference between a credit card and a debit card? And try to give them some of that knowledge so that when they do graduate and they're bombarded with credit card offers, mm-hmm. They know how to make good decisions. Or they know, if I want a car and I need this much money, how much do I need to be saving? And so just those practical skills that honestly everybody needs. And a lot of people work through it as they go, but we try to give them the skills beforehand so that they have the knowledge to make the right choices in the situations.
That is so important. And then you work in a little bit of character education. Mm-hmm. You work in a little bit of just human relations skills.
Yes.
You're building as close as you can in the hours you have,
right,
a complete individual.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. You know, we hit on academic success, good character and citizenship, and healthy lifestyles. And for our teens especially, you know, they could go home after school and they would be fine. They would be fine at home. They can supervise themselves, take care of themselves, but they're really voting with their feet and they want to be at the club because they want to be with their friends. They want to build those relationships and they want to better themselves. You know, we have kids just chomping at the bit to get in career launch, which will start in the spring, because they want to learn how do I write a resume and how do I get a job and what kind of skills do I need to do the job that I think I want to have? Or what are other jobs I haven't even thought of,
yeah,
that might be interesting to me? And that's just to give them those real life experiences and kind of open their eyes to things that they haven't thought about is so important.
I'm sure you have enough volunteers to get the job done. I have no doubt about that,
mm-hmm,
at all. But what would you do with another 20 or 25?
Oh my gosh. Just the need for volunteers is just so great, and the need for engaged volunteers. And the more one-on-one time that we can have with our kids, and just the more people that we can expose them to, different backgrounds, different careers, different, you know, lifestyles, it really just helps open up their worldview, especially with our teens. You know, the career launch program, that takes a lot of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had great, great partnerships, like with Keller Williams and Arvest and some different companies. But we know that there's so many great businesses in town that we would love for you to come in and share with us about what you do. Or if you have the ability to let our kids come and tour your space, or if you have a conference room and you would let us come in and do the session somewhere outside of the club,
mm-hmm,
that is such a treat for them. And it really, it's like when you're going on a field trip and you are having to be way more respectful, make sure that you're really on your good behavior. You know, it brings out those good things too. And then with our younger kids, obviously our power hour is where we need the volunteers the most. We just need people to come in and spend time with our kids and help them work through those worksheets or read, or just sit there and talk to them, you know, and just engage with them.
I think you've probably answered this already, but what's the best part of your week?
Oh, I just love come about 3:30 or 4 o'clock when I can hear them coming down the hall. And our Dewey bus is the first one that gets there. And I have a few friends, Jesse and Raymond, who come straight, and Caden, they come straight to my office and they're like, "What are you doing? Can I help? Can I do something?" You know, and they tell me about their day. And, a lot of them came in, they were doing fundraisers, you know, they're selling cookies or something. And so then they tell me about that and just tell me about their day and where they're going to go, you know, what their rotation is. And so I just love, it's the coolest feeling. It brings a lot of value to what I do, and the need for us to have individuals and businesses that support what we're doing so that we can keep all of those kids in our facility for the low price of just $15 for the after school program. So if I'm ever stressed out or overwhelmed or feel like, you know, I have too much on my plate, I can just go out and hang out with the kids, and I'm reminded of why I'm doing this and why we're all doing this. And it's a really energizing thing to be able to do.
Well, it sounds like fun is being had all the way.
Oh yeah, that is so true. Yes, everybody's having fun.
Well, this is a great opportunity to get some information out about the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville.
Yes.
A United Way funded agency.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that as we work through the fund drive. But, you know,
yeah,
people can give right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I know the United Way would appreciate that. We actually have a fundraiser coming up that's for the Boys and Girls Club. It's just a free event. It's on October 13th. We're calling it Glam Up for Great Futures. They are bringing in Kendra Scott jewelry. I don't know if you know anything about Kendra Scott. Do you? Okay. It's pretty popular. So the girls from Utica Square are coming down. We're holding it at Marilyn King's Art Studio right next to Shorty's from 5 to 8. It's a free event. We're going to have treats and drinks, and people can come in and shop. And 20% of the proceeds will go to the Boys and Girls Club. So it's a really easy way to just come out and maybe get yourself something, get a jump start on Christmas shopping if you're really thinking ahead, and just a fun girls' night out where you can shop guilt-free knowing that you're helping the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, we talked about your location, but if somebody would like to volunteer, spend an hour or two, a day, a week, a month, a year, whatever, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to do it?
The best way is to give us a call. Our number is 918-336-3636, because we do background checks on all of our volunteers, so that is kind of a process. We have to have the right paperwork and things like that before we bring people in to be with the kids, of course, because safety is obviously the number one thing. So that's the best way to start the process. There also is some information on our website. There's a volunteer packet, which our website is bgcbeville.org.
I'm glad you have trouble getting that tongue twister.
I know, it is a tongue twister.
Those of us who say tongue twisters for a living have trouble with
it. It is a tongue twister. You can just Google us and you will find it. But there is a tab on there for volunteering, and you can fill out that paperwork and bring it by the club at our Seminole location on Frank Phillips and Seminole, and we'll get you plugged in.
Okay, sounds like a great deal, and you're going to have a lot of fun in the process.
Yes.
Stop by, say hi to Anna, and again, we will talk more about the organization and the United Way Fund Drive a little bit later on in the fall. AM 1400, K1. Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs in Chautauqua, Montgomery, and Labette counties in southeast Kansas, and Osage, Washington, and Nevada counties in northeast Oklahoma with expanded coverage across the area. Tower space for cellular or two-way communications? Let's talk. Call Kevin Potter, 918-3-